that Rishus, Rav Shechter Shlita, Rosh Yeshiva Shlita, Rabbanim, Tamidim. Rabbi Penner was unable to be here, asked me to say a few words introducing Yosef Kornbluth, who's Messiah Shas. I'm privileged that Yosef is presently in my shir. My privilege goes back much longer than that. You see that right in front of him is his father, Moshe Kornbluth, who was a Talmud of mine going back to 1973. That was my rookie year as a Rebbe here in our yeshiva. And we've maintained the contact all these years. We knew him as the Monsieur Ilui when he was in the shir. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has blessed him with sons who are following in his footsteps of brilliance, of learning Torah, together with his wonderful wife. And I consider it to be a privilege to be part of this wonderful event. Yosef himself really needs no introduction to those who are familiar with our Beis Medrash. He's here all the time. He's learning whenever possible. And finishing Shas is a big deal. It's not a small accomplishment. It's wonderful that it's timed for this time of the year, right before Yom Kippur, right bracha to Yosef and his Rebbetzin, is that his name, Yosef, should always be adding. He's already a bit of a tzofnas paneach. He already is able to figure out some of the difficulties, certainly for me in the past. And we hope that he and his wife will continue to have additional siyata d'shmaya as they go on to even greater heights in Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadah. Rabbi Yosef.
Thank you, Rabbi. Bishus, all the Rabbanim, Talmidim, family. So today is Ches Tishrei, gets overshadowed with Yom Kippur just around the corner, but I figured I'd speak today about Ches Tishrei. Ches Tishrei is the day when Chanukah's Bayis Rishon started. Shlomo started Chanukah's Bayis Rishon 7 days before Sukkot. That's today. So the main, or the Gemara that I want to begin with here is one in Rod Katan. Amar of Paranachem of Yochanan. Osa Shana lo Asa Yisrael as Yom HaKippurim. That the year of Chanukah Sabayis, when Israel was so involved in the festivities that they didn't observe Yom Kippur. That is, they didn't fast on Yom Kippur. Maybe we deserve to be destroyed for that. Don't worry about it, you all have Olam Haba. My darush, what caused them to, what did they dash in order not to observe Yom Kippur? Amu Kal V'chomer. Numan Mishkan she'ink tu shasto kedushas olam of the korban yachid doch haShabbos. The Nesim, when they brought the korbanos at Chanukah, and Mishkan brought it at the Mishkan, which didn't last, whose kedusha did not last forever, and the korbanos and the Nesim were korbanos of yachid, and nevertheless it's doch haShabbos to Esther Skila. Mikdash kedushasto kedushas olam the korban sibur of Yom HaKippurim, the Anish Kares. We're dealing with the base of Mikdash, and we're dealing with korbanos sibur. And we're only dealing with Yom Kippur, which is Kares, not Skila, Lokol Shekein, that we should violate Yom Kippur in order to participate in Chanukah HaMikdash properly. But they were worried because that is a question of bringing Korbanos to Hashem, this is a question of them themselves eating. So they should have just brought Korbanos, not eating them on Yom Kippur. You can't have simcha without eating and drinking. So the question that I want to start with is twofold. First of all, how are they bringing korbanos tzibur that they're eating? As a general rule, there are very few korbanos tzibur that you eat. Those korbanos tzibur that you eat, only the kohanim eat them. So if all of Klal Yisrael are eating the korbanos tzibur, something different is going on here. Second question is, why did they bring Karbanos Tzibur at Chanukas Bayis Rishon and not at Chanukas HaMishkan? So the Gemara in Yumad Daf Nun says that a Chagiga is called a Korban Shel Tzibur because it's brought the Knufya in a crowd on the Regel. So Rashi and the Ksav Yad Moi cut in here says the same thing, that this is called a Korban Tzibur, not because it's actually a Korban Tzibur, namely it doesn't have all the usual halachas of a Korban Tzibur, but nevertheless it's brought by a Tzibur, it's brought by a crowd. So that would lead us to think that the Korban that we're bringing here is a Korban Chagig of some sort. The problem is it's not a Chag. So the answer to that, I think, comes from a Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara Menachos is trying to figure out some drashos from all the different korbanos have a hekesh one to the other. Just like an ola needs to be put into a kli, so everything needs a kli. Kli ma'hi ilanim a mizra, and that the blood needs to be caught in the bowl. Gabi zivchei shal mitzibur namik sev ayosim ba'aganos. By the zivchei shal mitzibur of Har Sinai, it also says that they put them in bowls. Now, at Har Sinai they brought something. The Gemara in Chagiga says what they brought was a Chagiga. The Gemara in Menachos calls it a Zivchei Shal Mitzibur. In fact, the Gemara in Zvachim makes a point of saying that the korbanos they brought at Har Sinai were Nishchatim B'Darum, whatever that means at Har Sinai, while Zivchei Shal Mitzibur are Nishchatim B'Tzachim. So we have to take Zivchei Shal Mitzibur here somewhat non-literally and focus on the fact that it's Zivchei Tzibur, or Shal Mitzibur, or something like that. Why would the tzibur be bringing the shlamim? What does the shlamim have to do with it? Normally, the only zivchei shlamim tzibur you have are on Shavuos. So why does the Gemara use this lashon of zivchei shlamim tzibur by the shlamim of Har Sinai? So the Torah Sa'ola says that you bring zivchei shlamim tzibur when Klai Yisrael is shalem, which happens to Kabbalah Satorah. So only at Shavuos, which is Kabbalah Satorah, or similarly at Kabbalah Satorah, which is Kabbalah Satorah, can they bring a shlamim tzibur, and that seems to be what's going on in the Gemara Menachos. So now perhaps, and Rashi in Chagiga says that because the Shlomim at Har Sinai were Chagiga, even though that happened 2 days before Shavuos, that how could you have a Chagiga when it's not a Chag? But Yechol Galiba Midbar, that anything that is called a Chag can also have a Chagiga, even if it's not one of the Shalosh Regalim. Rabbeinu Hananel in Moed Katan says the same thing, that he says that they were able to eat on Yom Kippur because Chanukas HaMikdash was a Chag. So now we can explain that what was going on in Moed Katan in Chanukas HaMikdash is a Chagiga. It's called a Korban Tzibur because the Tzibur can bring a Shlamim at the time of Matan Torah, and therefore, and that makes the Moed Katan make sense. Now the only missing step is how is Chanukas HaMikdash a form of Matan Torah? So for this, I'll use the Ravadim Bar Tanura. In the Mishnah in Tanis. The Mishnah in Tanis says, Yom Chasunas of Yom Simchas quote the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Yom Chasunas of Yom Simchas Libo, Yom Chasunas of Yom Kippurim, Zoh Yom Atan Torah, Yom Simchas Libo, Zoh Chanukas HaMikdash. Rabbi Bar Tanura says, what does it mean, Matan Torah? It means when Moshe came down on Yom Kippur with Luchos Shnius. And what does Chanukas HaMikdash mean? It means Yom Kippur, which was when Chanukas HaMikdash happened. So if you connect these two, we see again a parallel between between Matan Torah and Chanukas HaMikdash, and this is just pure conjecture related to Mistafina. I would say that the reason for this is because Chanukas HaMikdash is where the Aron reaches its final resting point. If you look at the Pesukim, it seems to come out that way. Now this does happen to line up nicely in the case of Chanukas of Mount Har Sinai. They brought the Shlamim 2 days before Matan Torah. They brought the Shlomim on Hei Sivan, and Matan Torah was 2 days later on Zayin Sivan. If we take the parallel here, they started bringing their Shlomim on Ches Tishrei, and Matan Torah was Yod Tishrei, exactly 2 days later. Does that have something to do with the fact that by 2 days later they were finished eating the fish Shlomim? Maybe. Okay, now, this has all been quite speculative, so I'll add one more point based on something that my father mentioned, I think it was 10 years ago. So the Tosfos Yontiv on that Ravadim Bar Tanura that we talked about asks the obvious question that Chanukas HaMikdash was not on Yom Kippur. Chanukas HaMikdash was 2 days earlier, as the Pasuk says. So he loved Avkazit, but we can answer this based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. that all korbanos need. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that all the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, and it extends this to the Azara, need. In the time of Moshe, they were nischanech through Shemen HaMeshcha, and in future generations, only to be mechanech them is through Avoda. Now, most of the kelim, this isn't so difficult. Look, either every day or every week, you use more or less every kelim in the Beis Hamikdash. The problem with this is the Kodesh Kodashim. How are you supposed to be mechanech the Kodesh Kodashim? So it turns out the only could be mechanech the Kodesh Kodashim is on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol went in. So what Rabbi Avraham Ratzon may be saying is that the Chanukah Sabayis finished on Yom Kippur, because that was when the last step of it was Nischanech. Now I'm going to finish with Nida. Maybe we said that this Yom Kippur is a time not only of Mechilas Yichel HaKapara, but also a time of Torah, of Matan Torah, of the anniversary of Lucha Shnius. So the Gemara in Nida is talking about the Yudalaf Yomim Bein Nida LeNida, the 11 days after the end of Nida, where any dam causes Yimei Ziva. There are two sources for this. One is a drasha in the pasuk that there are two kinds of Re'iyah. There's a Re'iyah on the 3 days immediately following Nida, or the Re'iyah days 2, 3, and 4. And then you add Shivan Akim after that. Shivan Akim after day 4 is the 11th day. So those 11 days are the Yimei of the Yimei Ziva. That's the drasha of Rebbe Kiva. Alma Kloinin, who Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Yosef ben Azariah Hilchos. Rebbe Yosef ben Azariah just learns it all out from Malach Moshe Mi-Sinai. Now, and then the Gemara goes on to say, a couple of lines later, Tanan Devei Eliyahu, Kol Hashona Halachos, Bechol Yom, Muftar Chalosh, Rebbe Olam Haba. Anyone who learns Halachos, which may be Halach Moshe Mi-Sinai, or Mishnayos Advisors every day, is Muftar Chaz, Rebbe Olam Haba, Shneimar Halichos, Olam Lo, Atakre Halichos, El Halachos, Hajan Halach Tinokes, Uslika, Lom Sechas Nidav, Uslika Leit Hamad Bavl. Hadron Allah Tamad Bavli Liva Hadra Chalan, Daitan Allah Tamad Bavli Vidaita Chalan, Lo Sisin Sheminach Tamad Bavli, Lo Sisin Sheminan, Lo Vama Adin, Lo Vama Da Asay. Hadron Allah Tamad Bavli Yef Hadra Chalan, Daitan Allah Tamad Bavli Vidaita Chalan, Lo Sisin Sheminach Tamad Bavli, Lo Sisin Sheminan, Lo Vama Adin, Lo Vama Da Asay. Yotum of Nacha Denai Elohim Yerubay Lehev Asin, Shetei Sos Chom Nasin Bolam Hazeh, Zehi Menu Lom Haba. Chanina Bar Papa Lami Bar Papa Nachman Bar Papa Achai Bar Papa Abamari Bar Papa Rachim Bar Papa Rachish Bar Papa Surcha Bar Papa Ado Bar Papa Dori Bar Papa. However, now the name on this division is Chabbe Finu Fifios, I'm Chabbe Sisuel, the Yechalan and Nachem with Tatsenu with Tatsae, I'm Chabbe Sisuel, Kolon Yod Esha Mechav Lom De Sosacha Lashmach, may we write a Chakmin Mitzosacha, Kilo Lom Hili, Hili Bisamim Bukhukach, Loman Levosh, Lom Lo Eshkach Bukudacha, Kiva Mechisani, Berchat Adnai, Lamin Chukacha, Amin, 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 Tel of Ed. מודים אנחנו לפניך אדוני אלוהינו ואלוהי אבותינו ששמת חלקנו עם יהושע בית המקדש לא שמת חלקנו עם יהושע את פרנס שאנו משכימים והם משכימים אנו משכימים מדברי סורה והם משכימים מדבר מתהילים אנו אמילים והם אמילים אנו אמילים מקב מסחר והם אמילים והם מקב מסחר אנו רצים והם רצים אנו רצים מלחיים על הבא והם רצים מודבי השחס שנאמר ואתה אלוהים תורדים ובי השחס אנשי גמל ומירמה לא יחצו ימיהם אני אבטח בך יהיו רצום לפניך אדוני אלוהי כשם שעזרתני The sign Talmud Bavli came to Hazrin Lahaskol, Svarim Achirim Usaimam, Luma Vlamid, Lishma Vlasus, Lukaim is called if he's someone to a Sech Bava. Ruzchus called Tanam, Amaram, Samadiha Chomim, Yamuli, Luzari, Shalos Samusha Tarom, Mipi, Mipizari, Vizarizari Adorom. These came Yem Bibi Selechtachot and Her Usoch, Vishoch, Vachotish Moralacha, but he tells that he sees Tichacha. TV, Yerimacha, Yosif Lachoshnos Hayim, Urchim Minam, Small Oshif Chavod, Adonai Ozlam Oitain, Adonai Verech, Samar Shalom.
Amen. 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 Am Refreshments are upstairs, and the shurim continue at 7:15 and 8:15.
And all this, and